Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Infrastructure as Code, IAC. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills DevOps Applications in the DevOps Engineering for Frontend Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definition and benefits of infrastructure as code, the tools and frameworks for implementing IAC, and provide relevant examples of IAC in action. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the concept of infrastructure as code and how to use it to manage infrastructure effectively, enhancing your skills in DevOps practices. Main content definition and benefits of infrastructure as code. Infrastructure as code, IAC, is a modern approach to managing and provisioning infrastructure through code rather than manual processes. This means that the configuration and management of servers, networks, and databases can be scripted and automated. One of the primary benefits of IAC is consistency. By defining your infrastructure through code, you ensure that every environment, development, testing, production, is identical, reducing the chances of errors due to manual configurations. IAC also enhances speed and efficiency. Automated scripts can deploy infrastructure in minutes, allowing teams to focus on developing applications rather than spending time on setup. Moreover, IAC improves collaboration between development and operations teams, fostering a DevOps culture. With a unified approach to infrastructure, both teams can work together more effectively, leading to better alignment and faster delivery of features. Tools and frameworks for implementing IAC. There are several tools and frameworks available to help implement infrastructure as code. These vary in complexity and functionality, catering to different needs and preferences. Terraform, a popular open-source tool by HashiCorp, Terraform allows you to define your infrastructure using a high-level configuration language. It supports multiple cloud providers, making it ideal for organizations utilizing multi-cloud strategies. Terraform enables you to manage your infrastructure changes efficiently and is known for its state management capabilities. Ansible. Ansible is an open-source automation tool that uses a simple YAML syntax for defining infrastructure. It is agentless, meaning you don't need to install any software on the servers it manages. Ansible is particularly useful for configuration management and application deployment, making it a versatile choice for many teams. AWS CloudFormation. If your organization uses Amazon Web Services, CloudFormation allows you to define and provision AWS infrastructure using JSON or YAML templates. It integrates seamlessly with other AWS services and provides a robust way to manage resources in a declarative manner. These tools not only simplify infrastructure management but also enable version control, allowing you to track changes over time. This is especially valuable for auditing and compliance purposes, even if your current compliance requirements are minimal. Examples of IAC in action to illustrate the practical application of infrastructure as code. Let's consider a couple of examples relevant to the finance and fintech industries. Automated deployment of banking applications. Imagine a fintech company that needs to deploy a new banking application. Using Terraform, the team can write a script that automatically sets up the necessary resources like virtual machines, databases, and networking components in a cloud environment. This script can be versioned and reused, allowing for quick deployments in different environments. Once the infrastructure is provisioned, developers can focus on building features rather than worrying about the underlying setup. Disaster recovery planning. A finance company may use Ansible to configure a disaster recovery environment. By defining the entire infrastructure setup in a playbook, the company can ensure that, in the event of a failure, the recovery process is swift and reliable. The playbook can be executed to recreate the environment in a different region, ensuring business continuity without significant downtime. Continuous integration / continuous deployment, CI/CD. Consider a scenario where a front-end development team implements CI/CD using AWS CloudFormation. By scripting the entire pipeline, from code commit to deployment, the team can automatically spin up the necessary infrastructure for testing and production. This not only speeds up the deployment process but also ensures that the same environment is used throughout the development lifecycle, reducing discrepancies. These examples demonstrate how IAC can streamline operations, reduce errors, and enhance collaboration between teams, ultimately leading to more efficient workflows in the finance and fintech sectors. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored infrastructure as code, IAC, its benefits, and tools for implementation. You learned that IAC enables consistent and efficient infrastructure management through automation, fostering collaboration between development and operations teams. By understanding the practical applications of IAC, especially in finance and fintech contexts, you are now better equipped to leverage these concepts in your own work. As we move forward in this course, you'll continue to build on these foundational skills, enhancing your capabilities in DevOps practices. Reflection questions: how can you apply the concept of infrastructure as code in your current projects to improve efficiency? Which IAC tool do you think would be most beneficial for your team's needs, and why? Reflect on a time when manual infrastructure management led to errors. How could IAC have changed that situation?